Right now, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a conversation between two musicians.
There are two students at Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School that are both really talented, but the style of music they play is so different. Or is it? They recently talked with one another about their craft.
Hi, I'm Matthew Schlafer. I am a singer-songwriter. I play the guitar, the mandolin, the saxophone, a little bit of piano.
I'm Simon Sarah Collins. I don't play any instruments, but I do write my own songs and rap and sing a bit, and I engineer, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Matt, can you explain your creative process?
Well, okay, so my creative process is kind of like multiple things. It's like I start off with like a little like snippet, like a little phrase, either a phrase or a lick of music. Most of the time, it's like a chorus part where it's just kind of like a lead vocal with some rhythm guitar. And then what I'll do is I'll add more of a verse or a different chord structure to go along with it. And then I'll start like producing it on my computer and like layering tracks and such. And I can get a pretty good sounding result from that. What about you, Simon?
Yeah, I found a lot of similarities between our creative process. If we're talking about writing, I take phrases from like what my friends will say or something I'll just think of, and then that'll usually stem into a whole song, and then I will sit and listen to a beat for like a long time before I actually get on it, because I want to like practice my verse over it, and if I feel like I'm ready to record, then I'll just try to get on the mic and just do my best.
Jump when my phone beep, hair flooded and it's so deep.
I write in a bathtub. It feels like a just the kind of ambience that comes from like the water dripping. I write so well when it's raining outside, so like it was pouring rain and I wanted to write so bad, but I had to go to work, so I was just like typing to my like phone as fast as I could, like, ah, I got ideas that are coming out. So it's like it actually depends on like where I am and how I'm feeling.
I'm just running from my vices like they were active shooters. My TV static moving.
What kind of energy do you put into your music?
It's a good question, actually. My energy is very, very like upbeat. Very upbeat. Like, you know how like you have folk songs that people kind of hopscotch look and dance around it, and they just like swing and dance like square dancing? Yeah. It kind of has that vibe. I don't know. How about you? What about your energy?
It really depends on the song, because my music ranges from incredibly aggressive energy to like very, very calm, like soothing energy. So
try calm breathing.
If you don't have your own sound, then people won't want to listen to you, really, if there isn't one thing that makes you stand out. So for some people, it's the voice. Others, it's like their production.
Nice talking to you, Simon. This was really awesome.
Yeah, you too.
Good being here.
Yeah, for sure.
That was Matthew Schlafer and Simon Terrell Collins, two musicians at MG21 High School in Monona. You can hear more stories from the high school students all week long. Go to wisconsinlife.org to learn more. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Now you'll be able to listen to more stories like the one we just heard in a special hour of Wisconsin Life this weekend. It brings together a school year's worth of ideas and projects from students at the MG21 High School in Monona. Classroom Frequency is airing here on the Ideas Network this Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock and on Tuesday, June 11th at 6 o'clock p.m. It will also air on our News and Classical Music Network, and you'll be able to find it at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life producer Maureen McCollum headed up this project. Maureen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did you get started working with the students at MG21?
I got started with the students there. You know, when I first took on Wisconsin Life, I really wanted to start incorporating younger voices on our airwaves. And I made a connection with the folks at Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School, also known as MG21, and just asked if I could work with them and their students. And here we are.
What were some of the first steps in working with them to put together their own radio or whatever we want to call them, podcast pieces?
Sure. So I played a lot of different examples for them, different audio examples. So we listened to StoryCorps type interviews because I figured a lot of the students would want to interview either their friends or family members or coworkers. We also listened to some youth radio pieces. There's some great things that people are doing in youth radio across the country. And I thought stories like that they could relate to. We also listened to some This I Believe essays, which, of course, was started by Edward R. Murrow back in the, I believe, the 40s or the 50s. And there's still some stations that carry that on. So just ways that students can relate with some of the audio and just easy things that they could do as beginners.
They got to pursue their own interests, right? What was the range of interests the students tackled?
They sure did. And man, they were all over the place. So there are a lot of students who are interested in poetry. So you'll hear there's one poet in particular, Coyote Johnson. She recorded a handful of poems for us. We also had some students interested in military history, in music, as we heard before, students who are interested in just exploring their family relationships more.
Let's get a taste of a couple of things. As you mentioned, we just heard about some music. One of the students, Harrison, really likes political and military history. He said it might lead him to pursue a job literally in digging up history. Here's a listen to what he had to say.
What's interesting to me right now is there are groups of people who go out to the forest where battles are fought and stuff like that, and they go and they just go with metal detectors and they dig up these old helmets and stuff like that. It's kind of like a really noble thing because some of these people out here aren't scavengers or people who go out there and metal detect and they try to find the bodies of soldiers who've been missing to provide some closure for families. And they found this pilot who'd been missing for like 70 years. And since the cockpit hadn't really broken that much, his identity capsule had been preserved and they're able to find, oh, this is the guy we've been looking for.
Can you tell us a little more about Harrison and what he pursued in his story?
Harrison is so amazing. So Harrison, as you heard, he's interested in military history. I discovered his interest in this because his desk at school is covered in old military helmets from like the 1920s. And so I interviewed him about that. We talked a little more about his interest. He then also told me he might have a slight interest in media. So to prepare him for a possible career in media or just pursuing his interest more, we connected him with a veteran in Dane County, Bob Cook. And so Harrison did his first interview with a veteran, and they just talked about his service in Vietnam. And it was pretty amazing. Harrison actually went on to say that it was his favorite moment in high school.
Wow.
Which is so amazing to hear, right?
And then you mentioned Coyote and the poetry. A few of her poems are featured in the special. Here's a listen to one of them.
That smell. This smell brings me back to sleepy mornings in your car with gummy treats you purchased for me from Walmart. It was my reliable breakfast for so long I took advantage that was wrong. You're worth more than gummy bears and Twizzler hairs and every other gummy breakfast we had in your comfy car chairs.
What kind of things was Coyote interested in writing about with her poetry?
So Coyote was really interested in just exploring her own feelings, some issues that she works through. And she's a very talented artist. So not only does she do poetry, she writes music. So if you go online later this week, you'll be able to hear one of her original songs. She's also an artist. So she draws these really intricate sketches that are really amazing. She always has her notebook with her. So she's constantly creating.
What does the final product end up looking like after all the work that you and the students did?
Right. So we'll have stories playing this week on Wisconsin Life. during the regular segments. But then this weekend, you'll be able to hear an hour-long show featuring many of the students' stories. That'll be on Classroom Frequency, also airing early next week. And then if you go online, there's even more student stories. All that stuff will be posted throughout the week. So there's only a few there now. More and more will keep trickling in. So you'll be able to hear just a wide array of stories from these students.
Looking forward to hearing more. Maureen, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Maureen McCollum is the producer behind the Wisconsin Life special, Classroom Frequency, Student Voices from Wisconsin. You can hear more. It'll air on the Ideas Network this Saturday afternoon at 4 and then next Tuesday evening at 6.